Militant Islamic groups in Pakistan are working more closely than ever before with al-Qaeda operatives to carry out attacks in Pakistan, according to a report today in The Washington Post. The joint operations include the deadly bombing of a church in Islamabad and the kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl. Kamran Khan co-wrote the story with reporter Carl Vick. Mr. Khan joins us from Karachi. Thanks for being with us.
Welcome.
So what you found is that while the U.S. and its allies were searching the frontier areas between Afghanistan and Pakistan for al-Qaeda operatives, they were actually regrouping in Pakistan in the cities and working with local militants there.
That's very correct. There are clear indications that the al-Qaeda and Taliban activists have actually moved from the remote tribal areas to large Pakistani cities.
What is the actual evidence that that al-Qaeda is working with those local militants?
The main source of this information is actually al-Qaeda activists arrested from Faisalabad, including Abu Zubaydah, a key Osama bin Laden lieutenant, and several people who were arrested in Karachi. They all spoke about a newfound relationship between the hardcore religious militant Pakistani groups who actually knew the al-Qaeda and Taliban activists from their days in Afghanistan, where they had gone to fight against the U.S. forces.
And in fact, al-Qaeda fingerprints have been found basically in some of these recent attacks. Isn't that correct?
That's very correct. The three more important cases reported recently, the kidnapping and murder of Wall Street Journal reporter Daniel Pearl, the bombing of a church in Islamabad where two American diplomats were killed, then the bombing of a French naval technicians in Karachi in which 18 Frenchmen were killed. Intelligence officials believe that the way these attacks occurred, the way they were planned and executed, there seem to be clear fingerprints of al-Qaeda, left behind, it seems.
What are we talking about in terms of the numbers of Pakistani militants and the numbers of al-Qaeda operatives? How many are there in Pakistani cities?
Well, what the Pakistani Interior Ministry, which is responsible for investigating these militant groups, an estimate available with them is about 5,000 trained militants, and these are the Pakistani people. We actually don't know any number about the al-Qaeda, but the local militant groups say that there are hundreds of al-Qaeda Arabs who may have fled into Pakistan from Afghanistan. And, of course, there may be at least a couple of thousand activist Taliban who actually escaped from Afghanistan and are now taking shelter here.
Now, as I understand it, these groups may have had some more informal association with al-Qaeda before, but your story suggests that this is another step, that these groups had their own agendas before, but now they've found common cause with al-Qaeda.
The relationship has moved from a spiritual, religious type of contact to an actual execution of operations, planning of operations, and settling scores with the Western targets. The Pakistani suspects who were arrested here, they say that they want to settle a score with the Americans and other Westerners. They don't want to see any Western face in Pakistan. That's what they say.
Previously, the Pakistani government actually had been supportive of some of these groups in their operations in Kashmir, but now the government is being threatened by them. How is the government dealing with them?
The government is really very worried. And at the same time, Pakistan is facing a border situation with India, a very tense military standoff, and it has caught government in a dilemma, because if they move against these groups, it will create an internal situation, and if they don't do anything against these groups, they will continue to create problems for the government internally. So the government is caught in a very, very difficult situation here.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Kamran Khan is a correspondent with The Washington Post. He spoke to us from Karachi.